Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to everybody that's been logging in and listening to the archive shows. Big shout out to everybody that's been hitting me up on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? And everybody that's been, all the MCs that's out there listening to me, you know, through their phone and on their computers and this and the other. What's popping, everybody? It's your boy. I'm back once again. Welcome to the Unsigned Hype Show. You know what I'm saying? Another show. You know, this is how the Fat Man get down every Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. You know what I'm saying? We try and give unsigned artists a voice. We try and give unsigned artists an avenue. At least I try and give unsigned artists a voice and an avenue to get their music played, to network, you know what I'm saying, to do some of this cross-country pimping. You know what I'm saying? You know, by now, y'all, this technology is crazy. So we need to be stepping up our internet game, I mean, to the fullest. You know what I'm saying? So big shout-out to everybody that's out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be, you know, give everybody in on the roll call. You know, I got everybody lined up. You know what I'm saying? We got an action-packed weekend. You know what I'm saying? Of course, your boy is hosting the J.O. Felony concert tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Tomorrow night. You know what I'm saying? Support your local artists. You know what I'm saying? And also, you know, your boy will be at the T spot. You know what I'm saying? At the hopping at the T spot at the Tuscany Suites and casino. You know what I'm saying? Which is a free event. You know what I mean? You know, your boy Fat Man hosting it. You know what I'm saying? We having fun. You know what I'm saying? We out there dancing and, you know, letting people get they sing on. And we got impersonators, you know, Tina Turner and Marilyn Monroe. You know, you guys just got to come out and see it, you know what I'm saying? Hosted by yours truly. You know, big shout-out to Black Technologies, you know what I'm saying, because they're the ones that's making it all possible, you know what I'm saying? So big shout-out to everybody that's listening. We got everybody listening from Seattle, Washington to to Orlando, Florida. All right, and I know we got my people out there out here on the West Coast. Big shout out to my people out there in Detroit. Big shout out to my people out there in Cali. You know what I'm saying? Today we got my boy Joey Apples on the show. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna be interviewing some of these local cats. You know what I'm saying? He's been nominated for BHM Entertainer of the Year. Of course, your boy Fat Man has also been nominated for BHM Entertainer of the Year. So we're going to talk to my boy Joey Apples and get into some of his music. And, of course, we got my man Jeremy Lin going to be on the line, you know, one of the Las Vegas promoters. You know, he's getting ready to bring Volume 10. Yeah, Volume 10, you know, pistol grip pump on my lap at all times. Y'all already know how I do it, and it goes down, you know what I'm saying? And they're trying to get yours truly to host this joint, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to see what's popping with that. And then my man Yaya. My man Yaya is out there already on tour, you know what I'm saying, with J.O. Felony, you know what I'm saying. So we're going to be getting, you know, hopefully he'll call in too. But, yeah, it's going down tomorrow. I got a full day planned tomorrow, you know what I'm saying. So it is what it is, you know what I mean. It is what it is, you know what I'm saying. Big shout-out to everybody that's on the line right now, you know what I'm saying. It's like 7 minutes after 2. You know what I mean? And right now, I'm gonna play this song, you know what I'm saying? Because my man been you know, he been out here grinding and this, that, and the other. He been putting in work, you know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to my man Da Vinci, you know what I'm saying? He out there doing his thing. I'm gonna give him a shout-out in just a minute. But right now, I'm gonna play one of my little local homies, you know what I'm saying? He been out here grinding, doing his damn thing, you know what I mean? And I don't think he get enough recognition like he should. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to show him some love right now. Big shout-out to my man, Khalil Brown, a.k.a. Papa Dad. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm going to call him PD for short. You know what I'm saying? And this is his new song, I Want to Be, or I Want to Be. You know, y'all make sure y'all hit him up on the Rick Ross website. You know, I think it's rickross.com. You know, Khalil, if you out there listening, post that to the wall and let everybody know where you at. And we're going to get into it just like this. This is my man. My man, PD, a.k.a. Papa Dad, with his new joint, y'all. Check this out, and we'll be right back taking these calls. If y'all want to hit me up, 347-884-8810, you know what I'm saying? My man, Kenny Black, was supposed to have been calling in. I don't know. He was on the line, but I guess he got tired of waiting. I don't know. Kenny, where you at? Holla Black.
Oh, I want the money. Oh, I want the stars. Yeah, I want the light.
I close my eyes and think heavy. I try to keep it real, but everybody shady. Back then they didn't want me, and now I'm number one. Everybody. hate it, but I'm still alone. You can catch me on that TV screen, you can hear me on that radio, on the music feed. Please one place to the game is off the ground.
Yo, what's cracking? That was my man Khalil, Papa Dad, you know what I'm saying? I want to be, big shout out to him, you know, he's doing it real big with my man Rick Ross, not the rapper, but the original Rick Ross. So big shout out to Rick Ross out there, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man, my man PD, he putting it in, he just want to be, you know what I'm saying? He does, he puts in a lot of work, you know what I'm saying, around Vegas, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my dude. To my dude, Da Vinci, he out there getting tatted up, you know what I'm saying, Jose Camarillo, I hope I didn't, I don't know, I probably fucked that up, and All Hope Aside Tattoo at Federal Way, you know, way major shout out, you know what I'm saying, so big shout out to Da Vinci, I don't know what the hell this is that he wrote to me, but it's all good, you know what I'm saying, he said, cool, mad love, I got you, bro. A big shout out to, of course, Khalil. A big shout out to my girl Deborah Payton. You know what I'm saying, holding me down out there in Cali. You know what I'm saying. So big shout out to my girl Deb Payton out there. You know what I mean. So I'm just kind of giving everybody their shout outs. You know what I mean. You know what I'm saying. Y'all know how we do, and everything. But it's an action packed weekend, y'all. I'm telling you, it's going down. Tomorrow night, you know what I'm saying, hopping at the T-Spot, hosted by your boy Fat Man. We doing it real big, you know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to my man Thomas Jenkins out there, you know what I'm saying? Conscious Mind Records out there in Orlando, Florida. They doing it real big. Y'all look out for them, you know what I'm saying? They got you know, a little fella. Jawan LaRue, you know what I'm saying? He don't ever call into the show or nothing, or at least just check in on the big homie. But it's all good. Keep on doing your thing, player. You know what I'm saying? I see you all the way out here. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to keep this pushing, y'all. You know what I mean? And I'm going to see who is this on the line. I don't know if they're probably listening, but hold on. I'm going to see who this is on the line. 646-1980. Yo, what's poppin'? You got Fat Man up in here. What's going on?
You kidding me now?
Who is this?
Yo.
Hello. Yo, who is this?
Am I there?
Say what? Hello?
Yo.
Yeah, who is this?
You got me?
Who is this on the line?
This is Kenny Black.
Okay, well, Kenny, what's going on, player?
What's happening with you, Pat? Man, what's going down?
Nothing, man. You know how we do, just sitting here getting it in. You know what I'm saying? We're getting ready for the T-Spot, you know, hopping at the T-Spot tomorrow and everything like that, getting these artists together, getting these R&B singers together, man, you know what I'm saying? So just another day in the neighborhood. You know how it is. You know how it is, man. So I don't know, man. I'm going to get the floor, man. What you got to say right now?
Well, I want to give a big up to Fat Man because he's doing his thing at the T-Spot. He's doing his thing. He's all what you say that he is. That man's good, man. I wanted to put that out there in the public, yo.
Man, well, I appreciate that, man. Sometimes I don't
man,
get
anybody
enough love.
Anybody giving you a props, I'm giving you a props. He came to the show, and he's been hosting the show at the T-Spot every week and putting it in. So y'all come and check him out at the T-Spot because he's a real host, real MC, real artist. And you can't find
right.
that all in every place, you know. In Vegas, it's hard to find somebody who can do it all. So just
right,
props up
right.
to you.
Well,
I appreciate that, man.
So what we got on the lineup for tomorrow?
Tomorrow we got Lou Rawls, Tina Turner, Rick James, Sally Raphael, and whoever else coming in there, man. We got
okay.
a whole lineup. We got a bunch of artists, K. Nova, Dre, a couple new school guys coming in. We got Michael Jackson impersonators. And then we got a couple new people that can sing their ass off that's coming in and trying to get down. We're trying to get these
right.
artists a contract so they can perform every week so they can put a little gas in their car and keep their exposure up. That's what's up.
Right. Well, I've been making sure that I've been posting everywhere.
And it's all good.
We keep
the internet up, and we're just trying to train everybody on that, yo.
Right. Well, I've been making sure that I've been telling everybody, I've been posting it everywhere, I've been getting a good response. You know, we're going to have a good crowd tomorrow night, you know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to my man, BJ. He's going to be in the building, R&B singer, R&B and hip-hop singer. Big shout-out to my man, Jazz, who did the acapella last weekend. He's going to be in the building. He's going to have his MP3 tracks together, you know what I'm saying? And some people that I've touched bases with on tagged and so forth, you know what I'm saying? So we looking to have a good show. Y'all make sure y'all come out. Y'all make sure y'all hit my man Kenny Black, you know what I'm saying, on Black Technologies or hit him up on Facebook and everything. Kenny, tell them where they can find you at because everybody want to Google everybody now. So,
man, you can Google Kenny Black, and that's Black is spelled B-L-A-Q-U-E. I'm history, baby. I'm on the internet. You can Google, tweet me, Yahoo, whatever. My name is the first on every search engine in the world, and that's my word.
Yes, it is. He ain't lying, everybody. He did. He called me one day and said, man, just Google Black Technology, and I mean at least three pages pulled up of Kenny Black, Black Technology, footage, all types of stuff he'd have done in the past, so... You know, but Kenny, tell them about, I want you to tell people, we got to start making sure these artists start knowing about your networking website. Can you explain that to everybody right now?
Well, my website is giving exposure. I have about 2 million people that come to my website. And for an artist to even get signed or looked at from the record company, got to have over 1 million fans. Nobody has real fans. Stop playing with these artists and get your craft on and get your fan base up because you can't do nothing without fans. If the artist thinking you're performing at these clubs for no reason, that's because y'all got no fans. If you have some fans, they're going to treat you differently and pay you like the Jay-Z's and everybody. So stop playing, all you artists, and get your craft up. Stop trying to sell something that nobody knows who you are. Get your music up. And that's what Black Technology is trying to do, give you the exposure that you need and put you in a place that makes sense. Not no bullshit in the club. What you performing in the club for? Everybody, your friends ain't your friends. Come and perform and try to get you a deal. That's what we're doing at the T-Spot.
Okay. Now, of course, one thing that you've been stressing at the T-Spot is stage presence. You've been stressing of having your package together. Can you explain to these artists that's listening right now that's going to come out to the T-Spot tomorrow, exactly what Black Technology is looking for when you hit that stage.
Well, I want a great performance like you now, like you performing at home in a shower, like you performing on a live stage. You got to bring it because it's like a basketball court. If you get on that court, you got to play. LeBron James done played in the playoffs. You know what I mean? So when you hit the stage, all that stuff about you, the greatest, show the people that you're the greatest. Your stage presence has to be good. You have to be look good. All that old ghetto ass looking ain't good no more because the ghetto look is not the look that the people of money want. They want somebody who's classy. Y'all don't see Jay-Z and them in no hoodie shit no more. They in suits and ties, man. They getting real paper. Because people kind of, you make people feel ease about your craft because now your looking presence is good. So if your stage presence ain't good, what the hell anybody needs you for? You know, that starts, the first thing a record company wants to see is your stage presence. How do you, how do the fans react to you? If you got a shitty stage performance, you're shitty, straight up. If you kind of look like all the artists that's already on video with your pants sagging and all that, that shit is horrible. Straight up. Put some clothes on.
Right.
Put something on.
Right.
And that's number one in performances. You know what I mean?
Right.
And two,
right.
You get up
there,
sing a song that you know. Don't sing something that you think you know and be goofing up at the words. You better go because you only got one chance to impress somebody. You got one opportunity. You never know who might be in wherever you are. You might have a millionaire say, hey, you're good. What's your name and what's your number? If you ain't got a business card, a website, no none of that, oh, my name is Johnny Blow and I'm off the streets. So, man, that motherfucker gonna look at you and be like, man, go on about your business, man, Johnny Blow. You know what I mean? So have your package together. Have your business card. Have everything together because you never know, and have it with you. Don't be having to go to the car, getting your business card. Have it on you at all times, so if anybody asks you, who are you, give it to them. And give them all your internet presence, your tweeters, and all that different stuff, because they need to see you.
Okay.
So that's
what I'm saying, man.
We're just trying to train these artists on being real professionals and getting your craft on. Everybody's good, but, you know, you just got to prepare yourself and have the right package like Fat Man said.
Right. Everybody, this is my man Kenny Black from Black Technologies. You guys make sure that you post all of your web information on my wall right now while everybody's logged on and listening and they listening to us and everything. You guys make sure that you get with Kenny Black. I'm telling you, I have not met a promoter yet that keeps his word. But Kenny Black keeps his word. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to. I'm gonna just say it like this. I'm fucking with it, so y'all need to fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? It's straight up. I'm gonna keep it 600. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, you know, yo, we will see everybody tomorrow night at the T Spot. You know what I'm saying? That goes down at what time, Kenny?
At 7 o'clock, and we're also looking for the world's models. The Magic Convention is coming up in the Urban Hangover. We're looking for models to strut their stuff in a fashion show. And also, we got something called Survival Store. It's the first French store for domestic violence women. So y'all should support that. That's the only store of its kind that supports the women of domestic violence. If they need anything from computers to clothing, we have it. That's what's up on Black Technology, y'all.
That's what's popping. Well, listen, Kenny, I'm gonna have to let you go, man, because I got these calls coming in, man. And I will definitely see you tomorrow night at the T Spot, hopping at the T Spot at the Tuscany Hotel and Casino, live in Las Vegas, Nevada, man. It's going down, man. Holla Black.
Holla Black.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? That's my man, Kenny Black. You know what I'm saying? Me and him, Black Technologies, we are doing a lot, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to put it down. You got to take the game over, you know what I'm saying? You can't sit and talk about it and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? I got some artists that's calling in right now that's out taking the game over, you know what I'm saying? My next call, we're going to go to a commercial break. I got to pay some bills, and then I'm going to bring in this next artist. This next artist is already on tour. Okay, this man has put together his own tour with his own headliner to where he could perform and bring in and reach back and bring in the homies. I'm talking about the big homie Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He is definitely on the line. We about to get into his conversation, what he doing, what he about, where the hell he at. Right now, he's out in Tucson, Arizona, doing the damn thing, you know what I'm saying? And he'll be here tomorrow evening with my man J.O. Felony, you know what I'm saying, hosted by yours truly, the Fat Measy, your boy Fat Man 313, Fat Man Detroit's Finest. We about to do it like this for my man Black Donnie 6600 and Bonafide and ST1, y'all. I'm playing, no, it's a 00 or something like that. But this is my man Black Donnie 66. You got your boy Fat Man up in here doing it real big. Live from Las Vegas, y'all. This is the Unsigned Hype Show. You know what I'm saying, with 00 and Town B is, you know what I'm saying, they doing it real big and everything. But listen, I got somebody on the line right now that I'm very proud to have on the line and this and the other. I really, big shout out to my girl Althea Coden, you know what I'm saying, my girl Riri on the line, y'all, and this, that, and the other. So we got Kansas City in the building. We got everybody in the building, you know what I'm saying, all the way to Seattle, Washington, all the way to Orlando, Florida, you know what I'm saying? Right now, we got Tucson, Arizona on in the building. Hold on. This is, man, y'all got me working today, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, I've been waiting for this man to come in and come on the radio and do his interview. You know what I'm saying? I got mad respect for this brother. This brother been out grinding and everything. Matter of fact, when I met this brother, it was at a show and we was grinding and this and the other. I was hosting and everything, and we just kind of connected and clicked up. You know what I'm saying? And I've been following him, and he's been doing a lot. Right now, he's out in Arizona, in Tucson, Arizona, doing the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? Out there with some of his comrades and this, that, and the other on the J.O. Felony Tour. Ladies and gentlemen, I got on the line. My man, Yaya, is definitely in the damn building. Yaya, what's going on, player?
What's good? What's good?
Man, what's popping? You tell me right now. I ain't even going to say nothing else, man. You talk from here on out because you got a lot going on, man. Let everybody know what's popping.
Man, right now we on the Up In Your Tour right now with J.O. Felony, Big C Style, original Long Beach man right there, Big C Style, and A.D. the Low. Right now we leaving Tucson, great show last night, had crowd, sold it out. Right now we're on our way to Yuma, Arizona to continue the tour, and got another tour coming up with Sugar Free, and another tour with Gorilla Zone during the whole summer. So right now we know we out here, we grinding, man, we're doing things that, you know, everybody should be doing. Everybody should be eating right by now.
Right, exactly. Now, explain that, man. When you say you out there grinding and everybody should be eating, kind of collaborate on that, man. Because, you know, a lot of these artists, we got a lot of artists listening, you know, from all over and everything. And they, you know, explain to them, because I know, if I'm not mistaken, you're not originally from Las Vegas, are you?
No, I'm from Long Beach, California, man, but Vegas is my second home. That's where I live, and I love the Vegas.
Okay. Right. But explain the grind. Explain the California grind for the people that don't know.
It's unity, man. It's unity, man. All work pays off. It's you know, you gotta get out there and get it, man. You gotta go out there and sell them CDs. You gotta go out there. You gotta promote. You can't just sit back and just wait for a deal to get handed to you or somebody to pick you up. If you're on stage and only one person shows up, you give that one person the best show you ever did, because you never know who that one person is.
Right. So you gotta definitely stay on top of your game and this, that, and the other. Kind of explain to everybody what it took from you to go to where you started at, because I remember, you know, you started, you know, we was doing shows at the Bunkhouse. Now you're basically putting on your own shows and making your own self part of the headline and everything like that. You're taking charge of your career and guiding it in the direction that you want to guide it in. Explain to everybody out there what's that like, because a lot of brothers don't know how to take control of their career. They don't have creative control, let alone control of their career.
Actually, man, all you got to do is just be open-hearted, man. Just give people chances. Well, you know, let people shine. It's basically, you know, the unity, man. Everybody got to stick together. Everybody got to do this, man. You got a lot of haters out there that don't want to see you shine. You got to basically open the door for these young cats that are hungry. Once these young cats are hungry, then you got your following right there. They're gonna back you up 100% because you have them out there eating now. You know what I'm saying? It feels great to have your own label now. It feels great to have my own label, to be able to sign people now with my distribution deals, you know, and everything I got going on, for taking them on tour with me. And, I mean, it feels good because I was hungry at one time, and I had so many doors slammed in my face, so many promises.
Right.
Everybody's like, I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to do that for you. I want to give a shout-out also, man, to my nephew, Papa Dad, man. That's one hungry dude. He out there, man. He's getting it.
Matter of fact, right now, we're going to chime him in. Yo, Papa Dad, you on the phone?
I'm here, uncles. I'm here. Shout out to Yaya Skull family, Fat Man.
You know what I'm saying? So we got everybody that's gonna basically be on this tour, especially tomorrow night and everything like that. Ooh. So, I mean, let everybody know, man. Because I know me and you had talked the other day, and so did me and Khalil. We've been talking, and let's speak on the Las Vegas game. We were talking about the Las Vegas game, and we were speaking that it has lost something.
It lost respect.
Right. But
because
you know what it is out there in Vegas, man. I love Vegas, man. Don't get me wrong. I love the hell out of Vegas. But
you
can't come to a show with 50 people that you brought to the show, and after you perform, take your 50 people with you. It's called support. You have to support an artist to the damn club close. That's what this game is lacking.
Right.
You bring five people to the club. Once you perform, you can't go take your five people with you. Support the next artist so those five people can know who the next artist is. Show love and respect to the next artist. I had to get on stage last night. And cuss everybody damn near the hell out in Tucson because my artist got on stage and everybody started walking away. So I grabbed the mic from my artist and I told him, I sat here listening to all you whack-ass rappers all night.
Right.
The least you can do is show my artists, you know, some respect.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I can get them all and show them. If I'm going to stay and listen to everybody rap, regardless if you whack, regardless if you're good, I'm going to support you.
Right.
I'm not going to sit there and tell you you whack. Because I don't want you to fall in your dreams. I might tell you, go to the step you came up, going like this, doing like this. But I ain't going to break your dreams telling me you suck.
And look, and everybody that know Yaya, if you know Yaya, he really supports that. I've been to many shows with Yaya to where we had a house full of people, and when certain people perform, they want to leave. Yaya would jump on stage, literally and ask the other people, yo, support the next artist. Because we sat here and we watched our whole entire show when you ain't got no talent, but we still supported you guys. Yaya take that real seriously, y'all. So when y'all see him at a club, show him that respect back.
Yep. It's a respect factor. So let me ask you guys this. Do you feel the game has lost respect for the artists?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. You know what it is everybody support themselves. If everybody was to open up and support each other and show each other, you know how much Vegas would take off? Vegas would have been on the map. But you got haters gonna be like, just because you don't get along with that person, if you don't get along with that person, don't come to his damn show.
Right.
Let him shine. But you got a lot of haters out there that'll come and bring a crowd just for themselves and leave when the next person performs, which ain't right, man.
And if you look at me, come on, Uncle, y'all know me, Khalil, Papa Dad. I'm the only cat that came to Vegas and tried to bring peace and harmony. So that's why I grabbed so many different artists that don't like each other, and I put them on the same stage or I put them in the same room because they've been friends and family before. Music kind of break cats up, but if you're really friends and you're really family, you should never hold a grudge like that. So if anybody know me, I do free studio time, free videos, free everything, I can get them group of people together. We need unity in Vegas. It's too much hate in Vegas because anybody know me, I make posts every single day saying we need the support. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem with cats out here. We don't support each other, and we don't show love to our fans. Our fans are the ones that make us. They buy our music. They play our videos. So the respect factor is lost in Vegas. It's too many cats out here that want to shoot niggas because they got a better video or you got a better song or your skit is better. Why kill somebody over some music when that nigga was trying to work with you?
That's real talk, right?
Yes, it is. Honestly,
all it is respect, man. And it doesn't take a lot to respect a person, man. Like my mama always tells me, man, you know, that smile or that hello to the next person can brighten their world. You can't change the world, but you can change that person's world with that smile and that hello. You understand what I'm saying?
Right,
what's up? That How you doing? That gesture when you walk in the club and you, hey, top of the morning, man, top of the day, how you doing? All right, it's all respect,
right,
man. All that
tough
guy shit, all that gang, man, that's played out, man. That's out the window already. We need to all get together
right,
and get this music and get this money together, man. You know what I'm
right,
saying? I lived that life. I did 10 years in the feds, fat man. I was gangbanged
right,
since I was 13 years old. I'm a God-fearing man and a father now. You know what I'm saying? And owning my own company, man, owning my own label, got artists, got
mm-hmm,
distribution. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to give it back to those who don't got it. But if you ain't got unity
right,
and you too busy gangbanging and running these streets and want to do that, I'm not going to waste my time putting you in a studio
right,
and I'm signing another artist that go to jail. I'm not, no.
Well, if you look
at
us, if everybody look at us, you know, gangster music it sells, gangster videos it sells, and y'all gonna see me and y'all in gangster videos and doing it like that. But our gangster videos is harmony. It's we got Spanish people, we got black people, we got white people, we got all different colors of people in our videos, and we not red ragging it, we not blue ragging it, we money making it. This is the grind that Fat Man's talking about. This is how you grind. You get people together in one place, and you make peace, and that's how it starts. All this hating, want to beat niggas up because he dressing better, and you know, Fat Man playing him more, or Yaya representing him more. No, it don't work like that. We trying to get all you brothers out there together, and put Vegas, because Vegas is too small. Number one, we all know each other. So why we can't do like how LBC is doing it? You got Compton, they
right,
doing it. You got all these cities that they got their niggas together and they working it together as one. And that's how they making their cheese in their cities. Vegas so hard on hating on the next nigga. Only thing you hear on the news is nigga got shot because his video was better. Or somebody doing
right,
something better. My uncle on tour right now. He getting niggas together to start showing niggas
right,
that we can do it out of Vegas. And that's why we got
right,
Yaya,
exactly,
Batman, and C-Knight.
Right, exactly, exactly.
Yeah,
so listen,
I want to
shout out to my
little brother, Young Woo, my cousin Pee Wee, and my artist, B Swiss.
Uh-huh.
They dealing with me on this tour. They with me right now on this tour. And they dealing with this hot-ass weather out here in Arizona. It is bleeding out here, bro.
It's 119 out here.
We're on our way to
right,
Yuma right now, going through these mountains. So if the phone break off, I want to give you a shout-out, man, Fat Man. Much love always, man. I see you Sunday. We're going to get it turned up tomorrow. And love and respect, man, always, man. You know, the number one rule is respect, man. If you humble, man,
that's
the world will be humble around you. You understand what I'm saying? It's basically, it's just a rule of life. It's loyalty and respect, man. You ain't got to be no punk. You ain't got to be no bitch, nigga. You ain't got to be none of that. You just got to be humble and show others that, you know, regardless, I'm going to shine and I'm going to do me. Regardless of what you think of me, I'm going to shine and I'm going to do me. Shout outs to J.O.,
right,
A.P. The Low, C. Knight, C. Styles, the whole Del Shack, Skull Family Records, Fat Man, my nephew, Papa Dad. I love y'all, man. I'm a grown man. I can honestly tell y'all, I love you, man.
What up,
Yaya?
That's what's
that was my wife
y'all
in the background. I'm sorry.
It's all good. That's all good. That's
he loves him, Yaya.
It's going down. It's going down right now in Tucson, Arizona. You know what I'm saying? They're putting it down. You know what I mean? And they will be here tomorrow evening, you know what I'm saying, the J.O. Felony Tour hosted by yours truly. Everybody will definitely be in the building, y'all. This is going
to
be crazy.
Also, check out real soon, in the next week or two, the new song with Yaya, J.O. and 80 the Low. It'll be out. We're shooting a video for it and everything. It's called West Coast Classic, man. We keep it like really, really West Coast, man. And, It's gonna be a hot track. We're gonna shoot a video in Vegas and in Cali. So to all my Vegas cats, you know, come out and support. You guys will definitely be in the video, and we're gonna shoot some of the video tomorrow at the after show.
Okay.
So we have some clips in Vegas too. And just shout out to everybody, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just love and respect. You know, that's what it is. Love and respect. And to all my single mothers and fathers out there, man, I salute y'all. And you know what I'm saying? I still keep
that's
prayers up. Prayers up for all the homeless people on the streets and everybody that don't got it, man. Y'all in our hearts. God
that's
bless, man. I'm out.
All right, Uncle.
That's
take it easy
that's
out there. See you tomorrow.
All right, dude.
All right,
sure. All right, dude, guys. 600.
Hey,
all right, then. You still there? Yo, like I said, y'all, it is going down. I'm telling y'all, it's going to be crazy tomorrow night, y'all. It is going down to J.O. Felony concert. You know what I'm saying? But before that, I will be at the T-Spot at the Tuscany Hotel and Casino, y'all. I mean, my goodness. It's going to be crazy. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody that's listening. Big shout out to my girl, you know what I'm saying? Deborah got it going on. You know what I mean? Big shout out to her. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she has been a big positive force. You know what I'm saying? With the Unsigned Hype Show. You know what I'm saying? And we just want to let Deborah got it going on. Davis Payton, you keep on losing that weight, girl. It's looking good. You know what I'm saying? And I hope to see you in August at the BHM Awards. You know what I'm saying? And big shout out to my girl Riri out there in Kansas City. You know what I'm saying? She's been a big support of what I do and everything like that. And I just want to tell her thank you. Y'all know I got much, 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 much love for y'all. You know what I'm saying? But like they were saying, y'all, we need to come together. Big shout out to my man Thomas out there in Orlando, Florida. You know what I'm saying? They got me locked in right now. You know what I'm saying? My man Thomas Jenkins. Let me pull him up real quick. But like they say, y'all, we got to stick together. You know what I'm saying? It's about unity. You know what I mean? If we don't have unity, we don't have nothing. You know what I'm saying? So we got to stick together, y'all. Wow. I mean, a lot of positivity from unsigned artists. We need to come together. And eventually, if we come together, we're going to rise up, y'all. This is the Unsigned Hype Show. We need to rise up as a group, as a people, as artists. We need to rise up.
Accept no one's definition of your life. Define yourself. The pain passes, but the beauty remains. Nothing in life is to be feared. It's only to be understood. Now is the time to understand more, so we can fear less. A small body of determined spirits, fired by an unquenchable faith in their mission, can alter the course of history. This is for the ones that call me inferior. Said I'd never ever be a part of the interior. Status in the lower class under a superior. Today we on a new path to cause them hysteria. No more imprisonment, we demand justice. Sworn in the leadership, we demand substance. Out with corruption, in with the musket. Either you join in or we cause destruction. Pounce on reflex, bounce out rejects. Look them square in the eyes, you'll never see me sweat. Cause I'm a man first. When I ball a fist and swing it, then these hands hurt. I can be what I wanna be, see what I wanna see. Stand on my own too and seize what's in front of me. But now you kept my eyes shut. But from here on out, all my people rise up, rise up. When they told me I would never be nothing, rise up. When they look at me and only see color, rise up. For the struggle and all the single mothers, rise up. We all need to rise up, all my people rise up. When they told me that I wasn't gonna make, rise up. All the caskets that our soldiers laid in, rise up. It's time we unify and cause them all mayhem, rise up. We all need to rise up, all my people rise up. Black people, white people, Native American, Indian, Spanish, Asian with heritage, Egyptian, Samoan, Jamaican, Caribbean, Middle East citizens, we all the same period. Born in society, spread by variety, structured to be poor and live our life quietly. I ain't with the riffraff, it don't matter where you're from. Put your mind to it, you can be the next Donald Trump, be the next Bill Gates, build the next great wall. Rise like a pyramid, at this rate we can't fall. Gonna crush the media, BS they feeding us, watching us with cameras, cops mistreating us. College don't teach enough, put you on that white line and have you paying loans off your whole entire lifetime. I think it's time we fight back, all together at once, how you like that? Rise up, when they told me I would never be nothing, rise up, when they look at me and only see color, rise up, for the struggle ladies, all the single mothers, rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up, when they told me that I wasn't gonna make, rise up, all the caskets that I sold to break, rise up, it's time we unify and cause them all pain, rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up.
up. When they told me I would never be enough. Rise up. When they look at me, you know they see color. Rise up. For the struggle they hold a single mother. Rise up. We all need to rise up. All my people rise up. When they told me that I wasn't gonna make. Rise up. All the caskets that I sold to break. Rise up. It's time we unify and cause them all pain. Rise up. We don't need to rise up. All my people rise up. Alabama, rise up. Louisiana, rise up. New Orleans, rise up. Everybody, rise up. All my people, rise up. California, rise up. Oklahoma, rise up. Tacoma, rise up. Seattle, rise up. The world, rise up.
Yo, you got your boy Fat Man up in here. We doing it real big, y'all. I know this phone is kicking everybody off the line and everything like that. Just keep calling and this, that, and the other. We waiting for my man Joey Apples to call in right now. But right now, we're going to get into my man, Las Vegas promoter, you know what I'm saying, mover and shaker that's doing a lot out here. He's getting ready to bring Volume 10. You know, my man, Pistol Grip Pump on my lap at all times. Y'all already know the song, you know what I'm saying? He getting ready to bring him here September 13th. And, of course, it's hosted by yours truly, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know, my fat ass and shit like that. So, we about to talk to my man Jeremy Lin, you know what I'm saying? We about to get him on the phone, you know what I mean? Da Vinci, I can send you the show today, you know what I'm saying, and everything. Big shout out to everybody that's listening. Let me do a quick roll call real quick. Big shout out to my man Da Vinci Self-Made out there in Seattle, Washington, holding me down, you know what I'm saying. Of course, my man Jeremy J. Lin, we about to get into him and see what he's talking about, see what he's doing. Big shout out to him. Big shout out to my nephew, Harry Kirk, you know what I'm saying, out there doing it real big in the Army, you know what I'm saying, holding us down and protecting the country, you know what I'm saying. That's my nephew. And, of course, big shout out to my other nephew, Khalil Brown. He's doing the damn thing, you know what I'm saying. Y'all make sure y'all go to his Rick Ross page and download his music, okay? Support the local artists, y'all. You know what I'm saying? You got to support the local artists. And big shout-out to my girl, Honey Dip. You know, y'all need to check out the song me and her did together. You know, she will be out here in Las Vegas next month, you know what I'm saying, at the BBW Fan Fest. Of course, big shout-out to my man, Yaya, doing it big out there in Tucson, Arizona with the tour. You guys be safe. I will see you guys tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to my girl, Deborah. Got it going on, Davis Payton. She told me, yeah, Fat Man, I got my ticket for the BHM Awards. I will be out there in August. Yeah, y'all going to be out here. I know, sweetie, and I will be happy to accommodate you and see you in August. Big shout-out to Deborah. Y'all know it's going down in August, the BHM Awards, you know what I'm saying, hosted by yours truly once again. Fat Man just getting it in. You know, I be trying to pop my collar. Y'all already know. Big shout out to my girl Vivian West, you know what I'm saying, marketing director, model, you know what I'm saying, GCP BBW models, you know what I'm saying. Big shout out to her, you know what I mean. That's my girl, big thick Vivian, you know what I'm saying. Yeah, I like me a big thick girl. Big shout out to my man Trey G, you know what I'm saying, out there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He's holding us down, you know what I'm saying. They got the mixtape, Southern 600, they got the mixtape coming. Y'all make sure y'all look for that. Look out, and big shout out to my man Vic VSP, you know what I'm saying, out there in San Diego. I'm going to be out there in San Diego on the 13th of August, you know what I'm saying, doing a live remote of Unsigned Hype at one of his events, y'all. So y'all look for that information. We're doing it real big, okay? A big shout out to one of the BBWs out here, Angel Sutter. You know, she supports Fat Man and everything, you know what I'm saying? So what's popping, baby girl? You know what I'm saying? Fat Man got love for you, too. You know what I'm saying? A big shout out to the girl, TT Champagne, TT Champizzle. You know what I'm saying? She's out there supporting us and holding us down. You know how it is and everything. You know what I mean? But right now, we're about to get into my man, Jeremy Lynn. You know what I'm saying? He getting ready to do the damn thing. He getting ready to bring my man out here, Volume 10, September 13th, hosted by yours truly. You know what I'm saying? So right now, ladies and gentlemen, we got the one and only super promoter, if I'm saying it right, my man, Jay Lynn. What's going on, player?
Word. What's good, playboy?
What's going on? He's a
word. Yo, man, shout out to my man right there, Fat Man, Detroit Finest. Word up.
What's going on, man? What's going on, man? It is a pleasure and an honor to have you on my show today, man. You know, I've been watching what you've been doing on Facebook and everything like that, and seeing you putting these shows together. You're also giving an avenue to put brothers on. You're also reaching back for that local cat, for that hot local cat, and not even that hot local cat. You're just reaching back for that local cat to show that love, man. Kind of explain, man, what the Jeremy L. Lynn, if I'm saying it right, project is about.
Right, man. Well, you know what? Well, first off, man, it starts with the love, like you said, all respect. And a mad shout out to Yaya, you know what I'm saying, Papa Dodd. Mm-hmm. Man, they hit on a subject, man, that I stand firmly upon as well, you know, supporting the artist for number one. And it just comes from the love of music, you know what I'm saying? I started in the game when I was 10, got more into when I was 15. And ever since then, man, just, you know, been building the bridge with cats, you know what I'm saying, in the industry.
Okay, so my thing is, now let's kind of find out, explain to me and explain to everybody else, what is it exactly that Jeremy J. Lynn does?
Well, you know what, I do a little bit of everything, man. You know, I got my hands in promoting as well as a little artistry, man. I got a couple of tracks out as well, did a little things with Tweed Cadillac from Penthouse Players Click, which was produced by DJ Evil E, as well as Ice-T's DJ. He's done stuff with DJ Quick, Sugar Free as well. Mass shout out to them. A couple things here and there, man. Just, you know, universal cat. Just love music, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Just keeping the movement moving, you know what I'm saying, the hip-hop.
Right, right. Okay, well, that's what's popping. So that's what it is. So that's kind of, is that what sums up Soul of 74 Entertainment?
Soul of 74, man, is just based off, you know, I was born in 1974, man. I just, you know, when I came up with the company's name based off of that as well, and, you know, just had a nice ring to it, man. So I just went with the flow and, you know, just started doing my thing and stuff. And I've been in Vegas now for going on 9 months, you know what I mean, just networking with cats and everything as well. And, you know, it was a pleasure being able to be here on your show as well. And I do appreciate the mad love and respect as well, you know what I mean?
Oh, without a doubt, man, without a doubt. This is the thing, man. This is the thing to network. We're trying to, you know, my show is basically about networking with these artists. It's about teaching these artists and putting them in the right direction, because there's nothing wrong with being an independent. I stress independency more than anything, you know what I'm saying? But we got brothers like yourself, you know, we got brothers like yourself and Yaya that's basically taking charge of the industry. This is what I'm talking about.
Right.
This is being the ultimate independent, is when you can take charge and create your own path. You feel what
Absolutely.
I'm saying? Kind of explain to people what that experience is like that haven't had a chance to experience that.
Man, well, you know what, man? Like I said, it just stems off of that love for music again, and you know, to touch bases on what Yaya and Papa Da was saying about that support. Man, again, that's something big, man. When you take, like you said, when you have your fans coming out the show to support you, and they take their 50 peoples out the, you know what I mean, out the door, it's like, man, that loses all the, you know what I'm saying, loses all the respect right there for the artist, you know what I mean? So that's something definitely I stand upon as well, and it's been a, you know, it's been a never-ending journey, man, to just, you know what I'm saying, re-up and, you know, get with the right cast and want to really do something positive in music, you know what I mean?
Right, right. Now, I want to ask you a question. From your perspective, from your perspective as a promoter, you know, promoter, distributor, and this and the other, what is the independent artist game missing? What is the everyday independent artist not doing that you see?
Man, I can definitely speak on that.
But they come to you and they expect you to put them on. Because they figure they're so hot. So what are they not doing, and they coming to you? So that means they coming to you sideways.
Right. You know what? They're missing that passion, that drive. You know, I've been in the game for so long now, man, building bridges with all the cats. Like, you know, recently I just came from the Palms with 50 Cent, Ice-T, DJ Evil. He got a personal invite. You know what I'm saying? That's the bridge that I built with these cats already to be able to get to the other side. See, these cats don't realize. I've dealt with a lot of cats in Cali, too. They claim they got a following of artists. But when it comes down to selling 10, 15, 20 tickets, they ain't want to put no work in. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That don't fly with me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, look, you want to be next to Sugar Free, you want to be next to Volume 10, well, you know, you got to put some twerk in, right? I mean, you can't go into McDonald's and be like, give me a value meal for free. You got to pay for that shit,
right? Right.
I mean,
simple
hustle, you know? So I give these cats a job to do, basically, you know, to break bread with them, you know? Down the line, I said, man, you sell some tickets, I'll put $100 in your pocket. Ain't no thing. You ain't got to wait for a real paycheck. Bring the money through. Be honest with me. Sign the contract, you know, and that's how we break bread together.
So,
that's that unity.
Wait a minute, Jay. So you're telling me, so wait, let me get this straight, because that just flew over my head like it ain't shit. So you're telling me that you're giving artists a chance to perform with majors and make some money all by selling some tickets?
Right, yeah, simple hustle, you know what I mean? You know, because I break bread, I get what I need, they get what they need, I give them an incentive, and it's a job, man. I mean, doing something you love, and they claim they got a following. I got 50 heads coming through. I got, you know, they want to wolf all that, you know, rah-rah. But then when it comes down to it, right, they bring, like,
right,
you know,
right.
five people. It's like, where's your following you told me you had? You know, I mean, you want to make some money. We all want to make some money, but at the same time, you know, you got to put that hustle in. It's simple.
Right.
There's simple elements
to
the game, and I know my man Fat Man Know already. You know what I'm saying? You've seen a lot, too.
Right. Yeah, right, man. I was you know, I was born in 68, so, you know, I'm really telling my age and this, that, and the other. But I can tell you this, and I can totally be honest. The people that I grew up listening to, the large professors, the KRS-One's, the people like that, those people come out here. And when they see me, it's like, oh, Fat Man, what's up? Because I've built that bridge. I built that rapport because every
right.
time they came out to perform, I was right there in the front row to where they went, damn, big fella, every time I see you, you got 4 or 5 women and shit and this, that, and the other, blah,
right.
blah, blah, blah. They noticed who I was.
Absolutely.
You know
that's,
what I'm saying?
That's that
so
real pimping
make,
move. You know what I'm saying? That's that real pimping
exactly.
right there. That's,
so
that's
make
what
those,
real game recognizes real game.
Make, exactly, exactly, exactly. But it was a respect factor.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I wasn't all up in their face. I wasn't all up in their face with my CD and this, that, and the other. They wound up asking me, big fella, what you do? Well, you
right.
must do something. The way you dressed and this, that, and the other, you got to do something. And I said, well, you know, I do music. And they go, for real? You got a CD? And I
right.
go, yeah. Well, let
oh,
me
yeah.
get it. You know what I'm saying? So I've been blessed enough and fortunate enough, you know what I'm saying, to give my CD to George Clinton, LL Cool J,
oh, yeah.
E-40.
Yeah, that's a blessing.
You know, people like that. That's a blessing.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It's like when they see me now out here, all they do is go, damn, big fella, you still doing your thing, ain't you?
Yeah.
Damn, okay.
That's
then.
That drive you got, you know, and like I said, real cats will see that, man, you know what I'm saying? And that's the beauty of the nature of music, you know what I'm saying, being able to create and build that bridge with those artists, man. And, you know, I look up to all those artists too, man. I'm an early 80s, 90s kid myself, LL Cool J. Nobody couldn't tell me I wasn't LL back in the day, you know what I'm saying, because that's somebody I looked up to major and still doing the game like that. But, man, you know, just to have the pleasure of being having a special invite to shows too as well, and, you know, share that with you, that experience, man, it's surreal because you look up to these cats like superheroes in the hip-hop game, you know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
And like, yo, man, that's an honor to be able to be in your presence, to be like, I listened to you from back then on tape and wax.
Yeah.
Now I'm like
exactly.
in front of you, man.
Exactly. And it's like, you know, it's like you don't want to be starstruck, but you'd be like, damn.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know
that's
what
it is. Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I was, when I met KRS-One, I was like, player, do you know how I played your
right.
shit in the Cadillac, nigga?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Riding through Detroit,
absolutely.
This, that, the other on a Saturday night on my way downtown.
Bumping it, man. Oh, yeah,
you know
BDP,
what I'm
man, shout out to BDP,
you know,
the teacher.
Exactly. Man, I was just about to say that, man. Damn. See what I'm saying? See how
absolutely.
This is what I'm talking about, people. When you get around people, you get around positive people, and you vibe. This is called networking. You know what I'm
yep,
saying?
That's
me
right.
and Jeremy ain't talking about getting together and go have a beer and this, that, and the other. We're talking about business. It's networking. Yeah, that
yeah.
beer tastes much better if I go out and sell 10, 15 tickets to the Sugar Free concert and this, that, and the other. And now Jeremy know, well, that's 15 people that I know Fat Man. And so whatever, if they show up or not, that man got the money. Let's keep it pushing.
Absolutely. That's what it is. You know what I mean? You did your job. You got paid. Boom. I got mine. And fuck it. We still going to party. We still going to get
Let's,
a drink.
Exactly. We go party. We go party like there's 6,000 people up here.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, that's
so
that simple
man,
network, you know?
Exactly. That's what this show is about. It's about networking, cross-country networking, the power of the internet. We make sure that we try and get these artists, get your internet game up. Get your internet
absolutely.
Game up. Speak on that for a minute, Jay. Tell them about the internet game.
Oh, man, the internet game, man, nowadays is bread and butter, too. I mean, you know what I'm saying? These artists need to definitely step it up, you know what I mean, to get out there and push. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying to stay on Twitter and Facebook 24-hour, but you know what I'm saying? Get up on there and update your statuses. You know, let cats know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure a lot of them are doing it now. I see it too as well. But continue to, you know, continue to hustle and continue to support yourself as an artist that way. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Exactly.
Another big
that's
thing, matter of fact,
about.
I can add to that, Fat Man, is, yo, these cats need to understand BMI. There's more to the
yes.
game than meets the eye.
Yes.
They need to get up on their BMI. They need to get up on their ASCAP. I've had it
right.
for a couple years myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That's the money part of it, too. When they do live shows down the line and they start to get more of a name and recognition that way in the game,
yeah.
those companies help you with your money. You know what I'm saying? They
right.
they store it for you and they send you a check. So any artist, anybody
right.
listening to the show right now, one key take away from this, get your ASCAP and your BMI up and get your money.
There it is. There it is from my man Jeremy J. Lynn. y'all. Like you said, he's doing it real big. We getting ready to bring Volume 10 out here September 13th. What other shows you got lined up, man? If you can speak on them.
Oh man, the sky's the limit. Yeah,
Matt,
shout out to J.O. Felony, man. I got him on lock for another future show coming up. You know, we can do him as well. And we got, shout out to Young Easy, Easy E's son, man. You know, I got to meet Easy E back in the early 80s. It was like 80. No, it was 92, my bad, 92. I was on the Cali and stuff. And, we're going to have to get into another interview. I got some stories, you know what I'm saying? But word, man, it was an honor to meet him as well. Very savvy business cat, I could say, about Easy E. So, man, shout out to him, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, man.
Right.
We always remember Easy. But, my cousins back in the day, matter of fact, we won a Grammy in 1994. Here's just a little side note. All for One, the old school R&B group back in the day, they wrote a Penda song for All for One. And due to shady management, that's another thing artists need to be aware of always is the shady management. They got took it, man. My cousins penned the song so much in love, they actually got the original video on YouTube. I was in the kitchen. We were growing up as kids, writing that, man, and it's crazy. They got a lot taken out of them because they didn't get their proper due. They didn't receive the Grammy that they were supposed to receive at the time in '94.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another part of the game, you know. I could touch on.
Well, I got Papa Dad on the phone, man. He wanted to say something to you real quick.
Yo, Papa Dad, what's up, yo?
What's up, Jay? What's up, man?
Hey,
I just wanted to, you know, jump in because I hear y'all talking and discussing a lot of things that, you know, I'm part of. You know, I grew up around Death Row Records. You know, Harry O, he my uncle, he my kinfolk, and Lil Easy E, that's my kinfolk, and, you know, DJ Evil Lee, he my people, he original Rhyme Syndicate. So I want to just jump online and show my love to DJ Quick and his family, what they going through right now, and then Sugar Free. Him and Sugar, DJ Quick and Sugar Free like blood brothers. What DJ Quick go through, Sugar Free and P finna go through it too. So mad love to Jeremy. He's put me on all these shows. Just like Rick Ross, Jeremy, he saw my hunger in the music, and he saw that I was hungry. And when they saw that I was finna give up, he is one of the cats that touched out to me, was like, don't give up, just like Fat Man and just like Yaya. So I wanted to show my respect and my love and my big ups to Fat Man, to Jeremy and Yaya and Uncle Ross. This game is a hard business, but when you deal with good people like Fat Man and Jeremy, you can go a long way. And you got to go out there. You got to get your grind. Ain't nothing free. Water not free no more. Pussy not free no more. You know what I'm saying? You got to pay your dues to get in.
I feel you. Absolutely, man. Speak on it, my man. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? It's a time where water and pussy was free. Now it's not no more.
Nah, no more.
The people was asking, nigga, what's free? I said, pussy and water, but not no more. You got to grind and get yours down. Because everybody got a jealousy in their bone when you're doing better or if you know too many people. I grew up around all the rappers that Jerry mentioned. I'm from Watts, you know what I'm saying? And
there you go.
We
Watts,
all
man.
Know
I mean,
each other out there.
Up.
I know J.O. Felony, a.k.a. Bullet Loco. So I'll be out there tomorrow with Fat Man. I'm going to be fucking with Volume 10 because of Jeremy. Y'all fuck with Jeremy. Fuck with Fat Man. They the coolest cats in Vegas. They give you an opportunity. They give you a chance to get heard and get seen, but you got to put in your work, too. Ain't shit free no more.
Absolutely. Word up.
And that ASCAP and that BMI is real, man. You can't go out there thinking you're finna sell some records and not copywritten because there's 1,000 niggas out there with the same idea using the same beat, but you got to get your shit together. Get your shit copywritten. BMI is free. ASCAP only charge $25 a paper or a package. But go get yourself copywritten. Get your shit together. Don't go out there and walk up with a CD with your name written across it when niggas got their shit together and pressed up and ready to go.
Yeah. That's right. That's real talk right there, man. You know,
that's
these
real
cats
talk right there,
sit back
you can't,
like that no
you can't get no realer than that. I kind of think right now that kind of just sums it up, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Fat Man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. We sitting here on the phone with my man Jeremy J. Lynn.
Jeremy.
You know what I'm saying? Doing his
word
big
up,
things
my
out
man,
here. And
Papa
of course,
Dad,
my
Fat man,
Khalil Brown, Papa Dad, is definitely in the house. Big shout out to Lil Easy and the family and DJ Quick, Sugar Free. Volume 10, oh my God, y'all, and Fat Man going to be hosting this shit.
Hey, before you hang up, Uncle, check it out. I got a show coming up with Twista. I got a show coming up with Project Pat, Hurricane Chris. Yaya, Dub Shack, nice. J.O. Felony, Fat Man, Jeremy, we is going down, y'all. If y'all
yes,
want to be part
he
of this team, show some love and stop that hating. Get at Jeremy. Get at Fat Man. They will give you the opportunity, but you can't have a hate in your bone, man. Peace,
yeah,
mad love.
That don't work.
Yep.
Yeah,
it is.
All right, Jeremy,
man. Yeah, it is. It is. Well, listen, man, I appreciate y'all calling in. I'm about to get into this other interview. And if y'all ever need me, y'all know where to hit me at. But other than that, I'll see y'all, both of y'all, tomorrow.
Word up.
You come on right
man,
now
love.
Smoke, nigga, when you get off the show.
It's all good. It's all good, y'all. It's going down, man. Live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. You know what I'm saying? This is what we do. This is how we do. That big shout-out to my man, Jeremy, Jade Lynn. Picking, man, just spitting the game. And big shout out to Papa Dad. You know what I'm saying? That brother's been putting in a lot of work, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all hit him up on Facebook. Go and like his Facebook page. Go and holler at Jeremy J. Lynn. If you cats is trying to get on, you wanna rock the stage. You wanna be seen. You wanna be heard. Then you need to holler at your boy Jeremy Lynn. You wanna get in rotation. You need to holler at your boy Fat Man in the Unsigned Hype Show. And now, up under the Unsigned Hype Show, we got Rotten City Radio. Big shout out to them. So when you in rotation with Fat Man, you automatically going to Rotten City Radio. You know what I'm saying? It's about to be bananas out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. We about to come back with my man Joey Apples is on the line. I finally got a hold to him. You know what I'm saying? He out there in them streets. You know what I'm saying? Out there in Cali in them streets getting his grind on. And he's going to be on the line with us, y'all, telling us about his BHM nomination, the mixtape. You know what I'm saying? We got the song on. Look, I'm telling y'all, don't y'all go nowhere. This is the Unsigned Hype Show, y'all, coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm your boy, the Fat Man. And right now, it's about me.
Worry about a hater? Not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Yeah. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me. 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 Why? Rolling, pocket swollen. Riding in it like it's stolen. Weeded, hella conceited. If it ain't about money, nigga, I don't need it. Grand in my ashtray. Spent 100K on a bad day. And I'm tatted like a cholo. Nigga act crazy, my dogs go loco. Push got me moving slow-mo. With my nigga problem, that's my bro-bro. Came in through the back door. 10 mil this year on a Lolo. And I'm still smoking pre-roll. Cristal done fucking with the Clico. And my bank full of zeros. Young Wizzle get fly like a hero. Worry about a hater, not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch
man.
Nigga say. Everything about me. 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 Why?
Problem coming with the moles like a donut. Some more weed than you years ever smoked up. Big make a choke up. Like for real, no rock. But I'm feeling like a meal off a pill. Don't lock, we ain't letting no more bros in. But for sure we'll let y'all hold in. Cause when you pulling money out, they be loving it. Giving dick before I give a bitch my government. What? That's eight, I got eight more. Super duper high, 88 floor. Unzip this, that's eight more. Fuck a pussy, fuck grind. We gon' live forever, fuck dying. Get it till it drop, fuck trying. Pedal to the metal, we flying in the fast lane. Yelling diamond. Worry about a hater, not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me. 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 Yeah. Everything about me.
Young wild nigga mouth full of gold teeth. Treating babe.com like you swap me. Going crazy on a bitch until she knock me. I'm in that hella fast whip going top speed. Make a mess in that pussy and then she mop clean. I drop racks and she drop jeans. Smoke green as I lean top dropping. Nigga, I am all about a buck. Falling out a truck. Probably with some hoes that I just met and yeah, they all gon' fuck. Got a man calling up a homie, blowing all them up. Trying to figure out what girl is. She probably toasted. Like a champagne glass. So much money that ain't a damn thing sad. Do my damn thing in my campaign act. Let's get straight to it, don't let a damn thing pass. What?
Worry about a hater? Not me. Why? Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me. 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 Why?
Coming to you live and direct in Las Vegas, Nevada. This is how we do it, y'all. We about to have my man over here, Billy Apple. We about to go live with him right now before he gets kicked off the line again. You know what I'm saying? We about to get this thing up in here popping. Big shout out to my man. Jeremy J that was on the line. You know what I'm saying? This is how we doing it, y'all, out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and everything like that. Big shout out to Deborah Payton, you know what I'm saying, that Deborah got it going on, Payton, and yeah, she said, I can hear it in your voice, the excitement. Yeah, baby, I'm excited. I'm happier than a sissy with a bag of dicks right about now. But we about to keep it pushing in this and the other. Big shout-out to my girl, Honey Dip. You know what I'm saying? Honey Dip is going to be live and direct out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all, in July for the BBW Fan Fest. So y'all make sure me and Honey Dip about to get together and do some things. You know what I'm saying? This is the hottest BBW porn star right now. You know what I'm saying? So we about to get it in and do some interviews and everything like that. But right now, I got the man on the line that I've been trying to track down. You know what I'm saying? I had to send up, you know what I'm saying, smoke signals and shit and everything. And, you know, I had to call some people that could call some people. And I think we finally got him. Ladies and gentlemen, we got my man on the line, BHM Entertainer of the Year nominee, Joey Apples. What's poppin', player?
Hey, what's up, man? Right on now. Thanks for having me on the show, Fat Man. I appreciate it now.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good, man. It's all love. The honor is all mine, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been watching you do your thing. You just dropped a mixtape and this, that, the other. Man, let everybody know what Joey Apples is doing, man, because, man, Diva D put that post up there, vote for Joey Apples, and I'd be damned if you didn't get, like, 300-400 people just hit that shit. I was like, whoa, this boy hot. You know what I'm saying? So,
explain
to everybody what you got going on, man, what the Joey Apple project is about. I said it's Apollini, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Apollini Music Group, that's the name of the label,
okay.
AMG. I'm Joey Apples, and, you know, I'm just out here working, man, pushing hard. I got the album out. It's Addicted to Stun, Volume 1, you know, The Appalachian. That's currently out on iTunes. Then I got Addicted to Stun, Volume 2, which is also on iTunes. And I'm in the studio right now working on The Big Apple, Addicted to Stun, Volume 3, the final volume of the trilogy. And we got the mixtape, Cruel Summer. We released, actually, the Cruel Summer mixtape got released last summer, but it's still hitting in the streets. And then we released another artist, DP the Don, Swagonomics 101. So, you know, we've been working, man. We've been working hard. And it's an honor to be nominated for the two categories in the awards. I'm very honored. You know,
right.
Looking at that Artist of the Year category and then the Suited and Booted category.
Right.
Definitely an honor to be a part of that whole situation.
That's what's up. Man, tell everybody where you from, man. Where you at?
I'm in the Bay Area, man. Hayward, California, man. I'm from Hayward. Oakland transplant to Hayward and the Haystack, as they call it. And that's what it is.
Okay.
Out here enjoying this beautiful weather. We got some beautiful weather this weekend. You know, we in the hundreds.
Right.
We ain't like y'all, but we in the hundreds. You know.
Yeah, we out here cooking, players. We
already know,
we cooking,
man.
Today. You know what I'm saying? We cooking
already
today.
I got it.
Gay
people and people with Jerry curls is just bursting into flames out here and shit, and then this and the other. You
Ooh,
know what I'm
man.
Saying? It's like that.
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? Roll Johnny around on the ground and put him out, and this, that, and the other. And it just boom.
You feel
me? Like, oh my
God,
he's on fire.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, listen, man, on some real shit though, and this and the other. I want you to explain to everybody. You guys have a certain type of unity out there in the Bay Area, very different from anywhere else. Bay Area, Sacramento, all up and down that coast right there. You guys have a certain unity to where you support each other. Your fan base supports you. It says it on Facebook. Numbers don't lie. Explain to people what that's like. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't get that out here. You know what I'm saying?
See,
and everything
see
like
the
that.
Thing,
so, you know, explain the importance of it. That's what I want you to explain.
The thing that we experience out here, as far as like what I've noticed with me is I just keep it real. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way I know how to be. And from that, the people react. They recognize it. They tell me, you know, you're a real cat. You look out for the community. You look out for your folks, and they support that. You know. But to me, the artist support, it could be a lot. The artists amongst artists, it could be a lot better than what it is. You know, it's been that way since the early 90s. You know, a lot of cats leave the Bay to go get that support. You know, but that's amongst artists. But as far as the people,
right.
The people, you know, once you get their love, it's just so strong, and I appreciate it so much. And like you said. I didn't even know about that page where you can go and vote on the poll. And once
uh-huh.
I put it out there, once I found out, DVD hit me, told me about it, and I told, you know, my folks, hit
mm-hmm.
it up. It was amazing the response I got, you know, and it is truly
mm-hmm.
a blessing, you know. And
right.
I love all my fans and all the people that's had Joey Apple's back, because I've been in the game for over 20 years. You know, I just got into the music part of it as far as an artist. You know, I've always promoted shows. I've always managed artists, and I had opportunity. I had some ideas I wanted to put out there. I had a chance to do it. Found me a couple good producers, a good studio, and once the fire got lit, you know, it turned into like a forest fire. It just everybody
right.
came along, did what they had to do, and we kept having project after project, and it's a true blessing.
Right. So my thing is, so. Just on that note alone, what you just said, basically what you're saying is you went and found the people that you needed to find to make happen, to make it happen. So that means that you had to spend your money, you had to invest in yourself, you had to use your resources, you had to depend on your knowledge and your sense of what you wanted. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, that's exactly what it was. It was like, okay, I'm independent. I can do whatever I want to do, whether some going to like it, some might not like it. You know, I get told a lot of times, I always talk about females, you know what I'm saying? And my response is, like I say in my song, Psych It To My Pocket, females,
mm-hmm.
that's what I know. You know what I'm saying? I'm not no dope dealer. I'm not no killer. I don't rob banks.
Right.
So I speak on things that I know. I know a woman inside out. So
exactly.
Therefore, a lot of times you might hear me talking about females, sometimes bad, sometimes good. You know, that's because
right.
everything I touch, everything I write is from experience. I don't talk about it if I haven't done it. You know,
okay.
everything
okay.
is true story.
Okay.
So, okay. yeah, it was okay. it was coming up with the whole process of by me being in the game so many years. A lot of people would tell me, you know, why don't you do this on your own? You know the game enough. You've been around some of the bigger cats in the game. And I said, you know what, I'm going to do it. And that's what I did. And it got to be bigger than what I thought it would be. And thanks to the support, because the artists and the people that helped me put the projects together, they were always around me, you know.
Right.
They just needed opportunity, you know. And,
right.
you know, I got family members part of it. I put my family part of it, nephews rapping, homeboys I've been knowing for years rapping. My boy D. Newton, you know. He really got
okay.
put the fire under my ass. He called
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Big
you know,
big
he called
out,
me out
shout
the blue.
Out to D. Newton. Big shout out
yeah,
to D. Newton, man. When you holler at him, tell him to get at me, man, because we need to have him
oh,
on
yeah.
this week.
Oh, yeah,
you know
for sure. He's coming down to Vegas.
We're going
to
get this in.
Yeah, he gonna come to Vegas with me. We gonna rock it out. We got, you know, we gonna do something together down there. And
that's what it
he
is.
Called me and said, you know, we need to get back in this. Let's do it. And he kind of pushed me to it. And, you know, we got a lot of projects out together. We got a lot of songs together. We got videos on YouTube and on the internet together. You know, just a nice little team.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm going to put you on hold, man. And right now, we're going to premiere one of Joey Apple's songs. I downloaded it, man. I didn't get the title, but I got one of your songs and shit. So right now, we're going to premiere my man Joey Apple's, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all hit him up on Facebook, Joey Apple's, you know what I'm saying? And make sure you tell him that Fat Man sent you, y'all. This is how we do it. This is called Networking 101, live and direct, y'all. This is how the Fat Man get down. Nobody get down like Fat Man get down because, you know, I do cross-country pimping. You know what I'm saying? We make links. We do things. You know what I'm saying? And then, and you know, we make moves. That's what it's all about, making moves and making connections. If you don't make moves and make connections, you don't have resources. If you don't have resources, then you have nobody to turn to. If you have nobody to turn to, that means you're by yourself. Sometimes it's kind of cool being by yourself. That way you stay independent. This is my man Joey Apples, y'all, live and direct on the Unsigned Hype Show. Let's go.
Yank the bad bitch, miss with black and believe. She a dick tease, but I'm still gon' munch. That's fatter than a country fat boy's lunch. I mean, this ain't shit, cause those I got them. I see you in the Gucci dress with the red bottoms. Titties on deck, it's on sight. Baby, what's the possibility of fucking tonight? She looked at my ice, wrist on wet. She said, I know a real nigga and I ain't missed one yet. Had to belly, bring the vet, now it's off to the season. I wanted to fuck, and she gave me a reason. Beat the brakes off the pussy until the morning sun. She looked me in my eyes and said,
Yeah, y'all, you got your boy Fat Man up in here. That's my man Joey Apple doing it real big. Let me be the one with the hellify remix, man. He went way back with that one and this, that, and the other. He dug in the crates with that one, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I am definitely looking forward to the performance, man, when you come out here to Las Vegas, man. Kind of explain what sparked you to do that song. Hello, Joey. Oh my goodness, I don't know what is going on with this. Joey, you there? Joey, are you there? Hello. Oh my God, y'all. Listen, y'all. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. We gonna see what's going on with this and everything, and see if we can get my man Joey Apples back up in here right now. We're going to go to go pay some bills, you know what I'm saying, and everything, because stuff is getting kind of crazy up in here. You know, you got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, you know what I mean? And I'm about to let the strippers loose because, damn, I love them strippers, y'all. Here we go. Wait a minute, hold on. Let me see if I can get him back. Yeah, Joey, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. What's up?
Oh, okay. Yeah, man. Now, that was a banger right there, player. You know what I'm saying? I was telling everybody, I know it seems like my computer must be trying to freeze up or something like that. But, yeah, man, that is definitely a banger. What inspired that song?
Well, I was always, like, a fan of their music as a youngster. They had a little couple dance hits I liked, and
right.
They had, like, a slow cut, Seasons Change. You know,
right.
So I told my producer, can you do something with that? Because it's kind of like, at the time, everybody was kind of on that little hyphy kind of hype, you know, and I'm like, got a little hyphiness to it, but not too much. So let me see what you can do with the sample. And he shot that to me. And I called up Mr. Jet Black, and I called up my cousin, Two-Face, and threw them on there. And we dropped that, and that's on that Addicted to Stun Volume 2 album. And
popular. Now, hold on. You said you got a cousin named Two-Face. It ain't Two-Face Fonzarelli, is he?
Two-Face, nah. This is not. This Two-Face, a.k.a. Tommy Guns. Nuh-uh.
Oh, okay.
From the Bay,
okay,
from the town,
okay.
from Oakland.
Okay. Well, man, we got one of the listeners saying, damn, Vegas going to be off the chain, man. This VHM Awards is going to be off the chain, man. They got you performing. They got me hosting and performing. You know, we got Derek Newton performing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, man, what else? You know, they talking about they even going to have a celebrity guest, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that, man. So this is about to be real crazy. If you guys are out there listening, y'all need to make sure that you get your tickets and everything. Joey Apples will definitely be in the building, y'all, in August, all right? August 16th through the 18th. Y'all make sure that y'all hit him up on Facebook, go and download that song, all right? But listen, Joey, I got somebody I want to connect you with, man, because he out here doing things and this and the other, man, and he be needing artists, you know what I'm saying, to come out and perform and this and the other. And we believe in the motto of networking. This is how you network. We're showing people how to network, you know what I'm saying, and pimp this game over the Internet. See, we got our Internet game up, and ain't nobody up on top of the Internet game like this. Man, I want to introduce to you Jeremy J. Lynn. Jeremy, this is my man Joey Apples. You know what I'm saying?
Big up, Joey Apples. What it do?
Hey, what's good, man? What's good? How you doing?
Good, man. I'm fine, fam. Yo, man, I was digging that cut, man. I was listening live, man. That's what's up. Yo, I'm feeling that.
Right on, man. I appreciate that. It's a lot more, too, man. I'd like for you, if you get a chance to hear. I don't know if Fat Man got that Bobbin for Apples I just released a couple days ago.
It's free download on SoundCloud
right now.
Nice. Yeah, I'm going to have to definitely check it out, man. It'll be live, yo.
Yeah, man, and let's network. Let's politic.
Absolutely. Yeah, I found you on the Facebook, matter of fact, man. That's the power of networking, fam. You know what I'm saying? Come out.
That's it right there. That's the key, man. All we need to do is get on deck. I'm trying to I'm actually in the process of putting the show together right now. You know, I do promotions and I throw shows, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's see what we can do. Let's work state to state.
Absolutely. Let's break some bread together, my fam.
Let's do it.
Shout out again to Fat Man, my man, holding it down. Yeah, that's what I've been trying to tell people. This is how, you know, this is networking 101, you know what I'm saying? People don't understand that, you know what I mean? It's like, yo, you know, but Joey, you make sure you get with Jeremy, because Jeremy got shows going on, man, that will basically get you out here in Vegas and vice versa. That's why we go network, man, to get this shit popping, you know what I'm saying, and really get this hub going on, man, that we need so for these artists to be able to perform, man. I mean, no one has no place to perform. Well, it's
moving all that, man,
no,
and we need more of that. You know, it'll be a lot of talk, and don't be no, and nothing come out of it, you know. But if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it.
Absolutely. It's for the love of that movement, that music again, you know what I'm saying? So all the artists, everybody that's still tuned in right now, definitely take some notes, you know what I'm saying? And this is what it is. Like I said again, networking 101.
Exactly. Joey, see if you can try and get on that Volume 10, you know what I'm saying, that's going down out here in September, you know what I'm saying, because we would love to have you and everything like that, man. And you know, of course, y'all make sure y'all hit each other up. I know that I'm getting people telling me, yeah, tell Joey to accept my friend's request and this, that, and the other, man. I'm telling you, this VHM convention is going to be bananas. You know what I'm saying? If y'all don't know about it, y'all need to check Facebook. It's the VHM Awards going down, y'all, in August, all right? Live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada, hosted by yours truly. You know what I'm saying? Your boy Joey Apples is performing live, okay, on stage out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? Of course, with myself, you know what I'm saying? Dwayne Newton, Big Charlie, you know what I'm saying? And a host of other people. So y'all need to make sure y'all get online, get these tickets, and come on out and support, you know what I'm saying? Because my man is up for a couple of awards in this VHM award. He's up and he's being nominated in a couple of about three categories. So y'all make sure y'all do y'all research you know what I'm saying, digging them crates and see what's really popping, you know what I'm saying, because we big fellas is out here making moves, you know what I'm saying. So other than that, I'm going to put you on hold, Jeremy. Y'all make sure y'all switch up on
Facebook.
Again,
yo, my man Joey Apples, man. Good to talk with you, fam. Let's chop it up again on Facebook. We'll change some information, and we'll take it from there, my man.
It's nothing, man, for sure. Good to meet you, man.
Yes, sir. All right, fam. We'll talk to you soon, man. God bless.
All right,
man. 600. Okay. Well, listen, man. We got it's just me and you on the phone now and shit like that, man. So I can ask you some questions, man, and everything, man. Out there in out there where you're at in the Bay Area, what is the independent artist grind like? Because I know it's a daily grind. It's something that you got to do daily. I know you have a ritual that you do daily. What is that like? Can you kind of give us a day of Joey Apples?
Day of Joey Apples, man. It's
you know, it's just getting up. I'm a one man company, you know what I'm saying? So I'm the secretary, I'm the A&R, I'm the promotions, you know, I got like a little street team, I got kids and nephews that go out and push the promotion side, but mainly the independent drive, it's a hard hustle, you know, but when you start seeing them checks coming in from iTunes and things, they're all yours. So it'll make all right. The hard work worth it, you know. It might not right. be that big, big paper, but it's enough paper to where you can be comfortable, you know what I'm saying? And if you right. got, I always say, if you got an opportunity to, like, invest in yourself and you believe in yourself, do it. Don't wait around for somebody to come and, you know, pick you up and give you some upfront right. money that you're going to be owing them. Just do it if you can. It don't take a lot. You know what I'm saying? It don't take a lot of money. You might think it do, but it's just who you know, who you like you say, Fat Man. It's who you connect with. It's who you network with. Somebody over here, people call me all the time and ask me, do you know somebody that do graphics? Do you know somebody that press right. up CDs, that do artwork? And
right.
I know various people, and they're very reasonable, you know?
Right.
But independent hustle for the Bay, it's not like it was back in the day when we had Mac Dre. You know, it was real. We had some focus on the Bay. We had a lot of focus on it where these big companies would come in and say, let me give you $500,000, you know, some money you could work with. You know, not no
right.
nickel and dime type stuff. So, you know, like I say, keep your family close. Put your family, involve your family. Put your cousins, they be on Facebook, have them push you and promote you, you know, all that type of stuff. Just use your resources around you. And you can, nothing but success can be laid out for you.
Okay. Now we got a lot of artists that's listening and listening to you and everything like that. Now they're trying to get it. They're trying to get where you're at. And you may go, well, I'm not at where I want to be.
Right.
I'm working at it. What would you say to them? What would be your advice to them? What would you tell them to start doing? What would you tell them to do consistently?
To do, that's the main thing.
Well,
be consistent at what you do. Be consistent with your
right.
music. If you're trying to like be a beat maker, or you trying to be a graphics artist, or you trying to run your business, go take some classes. Find an adult school, if not a community college in your area. It's not really expensive to take these classes. You can take couple of classes, get your business tight, get your graphics game tight, get your beat production tight, go get a job at the, an internship, a class at the college radio station. It's other ways, and then that opens up other avenues. You meet people, you start going to these mixers and these industry parties, and just stay consistent at what you do. Just make your mind up what you're going to do. You're going to run your company, rap, do beats. Just stick with it, stay focused, and just, you know, every day try to learn something new. That's what I always say. I don't care what it is, try to learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm.
Stay informed.
Okay. So you're basically saying, telling these young artists to step their business game up.
Oh, yeah, definitely, because you can't walk into a situation and, you know, be uneducated. You know, you can go in there already knowing. You know, have some type. You might not know everything, but have a little bit of knowledge. Don't go in there just signing your name on a dotted line. I had an artist tell me recently, somebody came at him and told him, you know, I give you $5,000 for two albums. That's not nothing. You know what I'm saying? But to
right.
him as a youngster, he's seeing that 5 G's.
Right.
That's nothing right there. You know what I'm saying? That's 5 G's. That should be for a mixtape or two, maybe something like that, but not for no album. And,
right.
you know, they get caught up in that. They sign a contract, and then they be stuck. Album might go, who knows? Album might make 50 G's, might make 100 G's. Who knows? You know?
Right.
But don't sell yourself short is what I'm saying. If they want you bad enough, they're going to give you, you know, what you want to meet you somewhere in the middle.
Right. Okay. Now, I know you mentioned Mac Dre and this, that, and the other. Now, I've heard his music. Never had the pleasure of knowing the background. Kind of just educate me on the Mac Dre days, which kind of kicked off what was going on in the Bay Area.
Well, the biggest thing I can say like about Mac Dre is he had a movement going. You know, the whole Fizz Entertainment, it was a movement. I mean, I was in the barbershop this morning,
and saw the Mac Dre bobblehead up in there, you know. So he had like this movement, and it was very addictive, you know. It was very addictive. I wasn't really off into it. I respect his game and everything. I wasn't musically, you know, I wasn't a big-time Mac Dre fan. He had some things I did like, but what he was doing was working for him. It worked for him in a major way to where Halloween time come, he got masks, you know, scary masks. Uh-huh. He's got, you know, it's unexplainable the popularity that he had, you know, from here and all over. Kansas, he had a big following in Kansas, and he still got a lot of these guys around here that's doing things, you know. So
it was
he had it on lock, basically. He had the bay on lock. Him and his artists had it on lock. And it was just like you was either rolling with this or you wasn't. You know, if you wanted to get it on, get with Thiz Entertainment. Take your music through Thiz, you know.
Right.
And he a legend. Okay. He a legend, you know, in the Bay, you know, and that's just what it is.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, everybody. This is my man Joey Apples coming to y'all live from Hayward, California, out there in the Bay Area. Y'all make sure y'all go and download his music. Y'all make sure that y'all support this man. He will be out here in August, you know what I'm saying, performing live at the BHM Awards, you know what I'm saying, hosted by yours truly, you know what I mean? And like I said, man, last words, man. If there is an artist that needed some advice and how to get started, what direction to go in, what advice would you give that young artist?
My advice would be educate yourself about this music business. Do a lot of reading. Read. Study this game, man. It's books out there. They got like the 50 Laws of Business and Music. You know, if you can get a hold of that book, my uncle gave it to me when I was a youngster. It's got a lot of good advice, a lot of good tips in it, you know, and like I said, take some classes. It's never going to hurt to up your game and educate yourself on this business because it can be real shady. You know, I've been in the game a long time. I done seen record label owners get beat up, get guns put out on them because the artists didn't do their business right. They didn't educate themselves, and they just sign the paper and find themselves in a tough situation. So the one thing I always stress on, educate yourself. Keep rapping, keep writing. You can never do too much writing, but stay educated on get educated on this business of what you're going into. That's the main thing. And perform as much as possible. That's another thing. Anytime you can be heard, you can get yourself onto a show. You know, they got lately they've been having a lot of pay-to-play shows. And a lot of times it's not fair to young artists because they don't have 250 to perform for 10 minutes. But what you can do is if you got 200, if it costs you 250, get your boys out there with some of your CDs, you know, whatever merchandise you got, and sell them. Sell them $3, $5. You know, you get out there, your boys sell 100 CDs at $3, that's $300. That's going to pay for your slot and put 50 in your pocket, you know. So there's always a way.
Right, or instead of putting that 50 in your pocket, take 20 of that and go get you another 100 CDs.
There you go. Yeah, however you choose to reinvest it, just reinvest in yourself.
Exactly.
Go get you some shirts, man, whatever you got to do.
Exactly. Well, listen, Joey, man, I appreciate you being on the show. I appreciate you giving us your time, man. I know you're busy. You're in the studio and everything recording, man, but I will make sure that I download that song. The one that's on that you would put on the wall,
that's an ode to you know one of my favorite pastimes. I like you know if you like oral sex, hey, you know that's what it's dedicated to, bobbing for apples. And I want to thank you, man, for looking out. I appreciate it. Anything you need, you know, just let me know. You know, it's all good anytime, and I'm looking forward to hanging out with you in Vegas, man.
Without a doubt, man, it's all love. It's all love over here from the 313, man. Listen, everybody, this is my man, Joey Apples. Y'all make sure that y'all go to SoundCloud, hit him up, you know what I'm saying, holler at him, let him know that, yo, Fat Man told me to holler at you, download his music, hit him up on Facebook, send him a friend's request, hit him up on eBay, buy his, all that, you know what I'm saying?
You're right. Hit me up on eBay. Apple Music, you ain't lying. You funny.
Exactly. Tell them where they can go and get your shit at.
Right now, you can go on iTunes and get that Joey Apples, both albums. You can go to Rapbay, rapbay.com, and get the album, get the mixtapes. You can just Google Joey Apples. It'll connect you, because you can go to Amazon and get me. Just Google Joey Apples and you'll find me. You know, you can go on YouTube.
There it is.
I got videos on YouTube. You know, just
it ain't
that hard to find. Just Joey Apples and let's do it.
All right then. Big shout out to DJ Diva D for making this connection. You know what I'm saying?
Diva, yeah. Shout out to Diva D.
You know what I'm saying?
Diva D working hard.
She
works hard.
Yeah, she does. She goes hard in the paint for the big girls and everything. We out here doing the clothing drive. I just donated a bunch of clothes and everything, and that's what we do. We stay active in the community. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you artists need to do. Get active in your community besides doing music. It makes a big difference. You want to build a fan base? Be a little bit personable. Get out and meet people. Mix and mingle. It's called network, baby. That's what it's called.
Get back to your
Listen,
community.
Joey, we appreciate you coming up in here, man. And we will stay in touch, man. Whatever you need, holler at your boy Fat Man. Unsigned Hype has your back, man. Just post it on my wall.
Thank you, Fat Man. Appreciate it.
It's all good, man. It's all love. Keep it 600, player. Y'all already know it's going down. Y'all know how I do. Y'all just don't know. Listen, check this out. It's going down. Fat Man, Black Technology, you know what I'm saying, Urban Hangover 2 at Planet Hollywood, July 25th through the 28th, Urban Businessman, Let's Go, hosted by your boy, yours truly, Black Technology. Y'all, it's going to be crazy. The T-Spot is going on tomorrow. Y'all need to be definitely in the building. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to have some of them ladies bobbing for apples. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But if you're bobbing for apples, you got to be a motherfucking rider. Because that's what we got. And that's what we do on Unsigned Hype Show. We just deal with the riders. This is your boy Fat Man with Ryder, y'all. If I don't talk to y'all, if I don't see y'all, y'all know I love y'all, and I'll see y'all or talk to y'all next week. See you at the T-Spot tomorrow. One love, y'all. This is Ryder by the Fat Man. I'm out of this piece. I'm a motherfucking rider.
Fat man. 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 Fat